It's Thursday, December 30th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. India recently blocked foreign funding to Missionaries of Charity, the group founded by Mother Teresa. This comes after India falsely accused the charity of forced religious conversions. Attacks against Christians in India continue to rise as more states pass anti-conversion laws. Plus, two churches in India were vandalized last week. One attack happened before Christmas at an historic church in India's Karnataka state. The other attack took place at a church in Haryana state, the day after Christians celebrated Christmas there. No one has claimed responsibility. U.S. and Russian officials agreed to security talks next month. Tensions are rising as Russia has positioned 100,000 troops along the Ukrainian border. U.S. intelligence suspects Russia will launch an invasion next year. The Biden administration threatened unprecedented sanctions against Russia if it does indeed invade Ukraine. A North Carolina sheriff is standing by a Bible verse on his office wall. The Freedom From Religion Foundation wrote a letter this month demanding that Sheriff Jody Green of Columbus County take down the verse. In response, Green posted that he will not waver in his Christian beliefs. He said, quote, "The verse is one of my favorite Bible verses, and it seems fitting for all the adversity I have had to endure. Before we execute a search warrant or any service that puts our people in immediate harm's way, we always go to the Lord with a group prayer." The verse is Philippians 4, verse 13, which says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid died on Tuesday after a 4-year battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 82. The former boxer-turned-politician served 4 years in the U.S. House and 30 years in the Senate as Nevada's longest-serving member of Congress. Reid was known for deal-making in the middle of Washington gridlock. He helped pass Obamacare, the 2008 bank bailout, and new Senate rules that allowed President Barack Obama to appoint more judges. Reid was a Mormon who entered his political career in opposition to abortion and faux homosexual marriage. However, he shifted his views over the course of his life. The British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted Wednesday of luring teenage girls to be sexually abused by the American millionaire Jeffrey Epstein, reports the Associated Press. The verdict capped a month-long trial featuring sordid accounts of the sexual exploitation of girls as young as 14. Told by 4 women who described being abused as teens in the 1990s and early 2000s at Epstein's palatial homes in Florida, New York, and New Mexico. Jurors deliberated for 5 full days before finding Maxwell guilty of 5 of 6 counts, with the maximum prison terms for each charge ranging from 5 to 40 years in prison. Maxwell faces the likelihood of years behind bars. That's an outcome long sought by women who spent years fighting in civil courts to hold her accountable for her role in recruiting and grooming Epstein's teenage victims, and sometimes joining in the sexual abuse herself. Stokes County commissioners in North Carolina adopted a resolution this week in favor of restoring legal protections for unborn babies. The resolution supports North Carolina's heartbeat bill, which lawmakers recently introduced. 4 other counties in the state have passed similar resolutions. Over a dozen states have passed heartbeat bills, but only the one passed in Texas is currently in force. The U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear cases against the Biden administration's COVID shot mandate for private, business, and healthcare facilities. Oral arguments begin next week. Several courts had placed temporary injunctions on the mandates. However, the 6th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals reinstated the mandate for private employers earlier this month. President Joe Biden signed the National Defense Authorization Act into law this week. The law authorizes a 5% increase in military spending to $768 billion. The legislation gives a 2.7% pay raise for service members next year. Republicans blocked an effort to include women in the draft. The act also protects service members who refuse the COVID shot from a dishonorable discharge. A Pew Research study found that 48% of Americans believe most things in society can be clearly divided into good and evil, but 50% said most things are too complicated to be divided between good and evil. Christians at 48% were more likely than the religiously unaffiliated at 37% to subscribe to clear ethical divides. Among Christians, Protestants and weekly churchgoers were the most likely to support clear moral standards. 1 Thessalonians 5 verses 21 and 22 says, "Test all things, hold fast to what is good, abstain from every form of evil." And finally, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has worked for 67 years to disciple athletes and coaches and to distribute Bibles. This year, the group handed out 208,624 Bibles. FCA President Shane Williamson said, quote, "We are committed to God's Word and biblical truth, and we continue to be amazed of what God is doing to get His Word into the hands of coaches and athletes around the world," end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Thursday, December 30th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.